This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, teach me to be generous. Teach me to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to seek reward except that of knowing that I do your will. Amen. Good morning. I am the Reverend Canon Dr. Blah, 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 Marty Zlatik. The prayer that I just shared with you is attributed to St. Ignatius of Loyola, and it very much captures, I think, what the theme of this gospel is that we hear today. It is a gospel that I think could be expressed in what I heard in a story of a woman who is very religious, who's having this discussion with her daughter, and her daughter just can't understand why mom is so religious, and finally at the dinner table one night says, "Mom, why are you so religious?" And there's a pause and a silence, and then mom pushes her chair back and she says, "Every morning before you're awake, I go into the living room and I raise my hands up and I shout to the heavens, 'Who's in charge here?'" And she said, "And the answer always comes back, 'Not you.'" And she said, "Knowing that God is in charge and not me keeps me on my religious journey, my spiritual journey." And I think that is truly what the theme of this gospel tells us. Barbara Brown Taylor, great Anglican Episcopal priest and author and preacher, tells the story of being at the beach and there was a turtle, one of those huge turtles, and she followed the tracks that she had seen of it and had discovered that the turtle had gone in the wrong direction and now was beached over on a dune and would die if it didn't get redirected and brought back. And so she called the park ranger, and the park ranger comes and ties these chains to the back legs of this huge turtle and gets in the Jeep and drags that turtle through the sand and the muck, and the turtle's face is getting covered with all this stuff, until the turtle is brought back to the edge of the water where it sits. She writes this: "Waves brought the turtle back to life until one of them made her light enough to find a foothold and push off back into the ocean. Watching the turtle swim slowly away and remembering her nightmare ride through the dunes, I reflected. Sometimes it's hard to tell whether you are being killed or saved by the hands that turned your life upside down. It is sometimes difficult for us to know, isn't it?" Jesus assures us that when we follow the gospel, there's going to be conflict, there's going to be difficulties. But he tells us in the course of this gospel, don't be afraid. And so, if I was to summarize this, if I was giving any sort of valedictorian speech today, it's do the right thing and everything will work out. I want to show you a little video clip that shows you what transpired last Saturday, if we can watch that first clip.
Martin W. Zlatik.
So There it is, guys.
Martin
7.5 years.
Slattic.
Thousands and thousands of dollars for a 10-second walk across the stage. It was a beautiful celebration, and there was another celebration that you probably have seen on Facebook, if you're a Facebooker, that was what's called the hooding ceremony for the doctoral students. That is in a much more intimate setting that took place the day before. I'd like to show you that clip. That's a...
Martin W. Zlatter.
This is the dean of the Doctor of Ministry School, Kurt Frederickson, who places the doctoral hood. And then the head of Fuller Seminary, the entire university, is there to greet you as well. So there, now you got your money's worth.
Marcus David Watson.
I want to tell you a story that was very much in my reflection that ends up helping me to understand this gospel about doing the right thing. And I need to take you back 7.5 years ago. It was the first time that I had been able to go out to Fuller for that first course. I rented a car to get to Pasadena from LAX Airport, about a 45-minute drive. And they told me when I checked in at Avis, sorry, the only thing we have is a convertible. Is that okay? Okay. Well, the first night after the first class, now this is a conglomeration of all different denominations, all different economic backgrounds, and we're going to be there for 14 days together for these courses. And we have to eat. So the first night we're walking back from the classroom to the dorm. And somebody said, well, what are you going to do for dinner? And I said, well, I don't know. I'm going to drive somewhere and find a place. And they said, you have a car? They were so excited. And I was there with Wes Motter, and I was there with Doug. And they were so excited that I had a car that they were going to go with me. And that excitement reached a peak when Doug and Wes discovered that it was a convertible. And Doug and Wes said, take the top down, take the top down. And so there we are going down Lake Avenue in Pasadena, and Wes and Doug are in the back seat standing up doing the thing from Titanic saying, I'm the king of the world. This began a friendship that we knew would be short term, but when you're in a situation like that, you can cut through all the things that aren't important and talk about things of substance. And for 2 weeks, with our dinners that we had that just seemed to go on forever, we had the most incredible conversations, and we were so excited to share what was going on in our lives. 7.5 years pass. We go to the graduation. I'm so excited that my wife, Dee, and Demery will be there, and perhaps they'll be able to meet some of these people that I had encountered. But, you know, because it took me so long to get through this thing, most of my classmates had already graduated. But there was one person I saw that was in the line for the Doctor of Ministry hooding ceremony, and it was Wes. I was so excited after all we had shared 7.5 years ago that now Dee and Demery were going to get to meet Wes. I go up to Wes, tap him on the shoulder, and give him this big bear hug, and I said, Wes, how are you? And he looked at me and said, who are you? I was crestfallen. I know that those 2 weeks we shared were very special and influential. He didn't remember. But I remembered. I did the right thing 7.5 years ago. And even though he didn't remember it, I did. And when I looked at what he had gone through the last 7.5 years, he was a military chaplain. He wrote his dissertation on introducing Navy SEALs to the person of Jesus Christ. No wonder he forgot me 7.5 years later. But I have to think that in some sense, I did the right thing. It made a difference for him. I want to tell you another story that has to do with St. Joseph's. I was blessed yesterday to go to witness the wedding of the Reverend Judith Alexis to Anselo Louis. If you go back in our history of St. Joseph's, we used to sponsor a Haitian congregation here. For 9 years, we sponsored them. We in the diocese invested $250,000. I went to the church in Ridgefield, Connecticut, St. Stephen's. And you see that huge pulpit that is there that Sam Owen, the preacher, went up. And as he went up to that pulpit, he was literally looking down at Judith and Anselo down here. And he started his sermon by saying, "This isn't going to work." And then he came down to their level. But if you go to the next slide, here's Judith and Anselo coming over to the reception hall after the wedding. There's our selfie that we took. There's the beautiful bride. There's Anselo. He is talking in Creole, which is the only language he speaks, and Judith is translating for him. The priest to the left of Anselo is Father Sam Owen, who I'll explain who he is in a minute. And then the lady that is in the wheelchair with the silhouette in front of Judith is who she calls her mom. It's actually her aunt, but it is the one who raised Judith. And with Judith being in the States and being fully employed, she was able to bring her aunt and care for her up in Connecticut where she lives. Is there another one, or is that it? That's it. I want to tell you about Judith. A lot of you don't go back that far. Some of you do. But we took a chance. Judith was relatively new to the Episcopal Church. She didn't have great speaking ability at the time. She really didn't know the liturgy that well. But this church stepped out in faith because they believed it was the right thing when she perceived a call to the priesthood to support her. And for 2 years, every Sunday at 7:45, Judith was at the altar learning church stuff. She worked really hard. She couldn't write well, and so she had to get one of these things where you speak into the microphone and it translates it into written text as she was going through seminary. She made it through seminary. She was ordained. She went up to Cleveland and then to Connecticut. Judith had a weight problem that she acknowledged, and she got into exercise and running. And when she went to a 5K race, she met someone who turned out to be Father Sam Owen, who felt called to work with the Haitian congregations up in the East Coast. Judith became a language mentor to Sam. And as a result of her mentoring Sam, he now is full-time working with the Haitian people up in New York. Judith works in the system up there with the courts, being a translator for those who cannot speak English, so they have a fair chance of getting through the court system. There were over 100 people there from the different congregations that Judith had had an impact upon. Wow. St. Joseph chose to do the right thing many years ago. Judith remembers. There was conflict. Those of us who go back that far remember it. But because we did the right thing, people's lives have changed because of her ministry. Sometimes we're going to feel like that turtle being dragged through the sand back to the water. But whether people remember it or not, we do the right thing, and all will work out for the better. What's amazing to me with this gospel when Jesus reminds us that every hair on our head has been counted, how many times do we find ourselves pulling our hair out in the midst of the conflicts? And there's somebody that knows every thread of hair we've lost and knows that he will be with us through it all. May we continue in this place to do the right thing. Amen.